Yeah, man.
At a senior prom, the 18-year-old Elvis escorted a girl named Regis Wilson.
Hi, Elvis. I have a corsage on, and I'm ready to be taken to the prom.
How you doing, Regis?
I'm doing great, Elvis. Listen, is there a chance that we can do some heavy petting?
Oh, my Peter.
Oh, there you go.
I think we share this in common. I don't enjoy intercourse.
I don't like it either. But, Elvis, is there any way you could strip down to nothing and wear a fur coat for me?
Elvis was 18 when he went to his senior prom. This girl, Regis, was 14.
Oh, my God.
That is a pattern with Elvis Aaron Presley. Mm-hmm.
His most serious love interest during these years, however, was Dixie Locke, who was also 14.
Dixie Locke.
That's her name.
Wow.
Somehow, 14-year-old girls worked magic on Elvis.
Yes.
Elvis himself stopped growing emotionally and psychologically at about age 18. In 1956, at 21, when he got his first taste of national fame, he began inviting three 14-year-old girls, Heidi, Gloria, and Frances, who hung out in front of the Presley home on Memphis's Audubon Drive, to visit his girlish bedroom, which was decorated with a pink dust ruffle, a pink and white flowered bedspread, a dark pink telephone, and pink stuffed animals.
That's normal. Weird. That's normal for a man's bedroom.
Heidi, Gloria, and Frances insist nothing sexual ever happened during these visits, which would last until the wee hours. Elvis, who was already wearing eyeshadow and mascara offstage and on, often wore a black see-through lace shirt, a kind of male negligee. Elvis would wash and set the girl's hair.
I have forgotten all of this.
Then they would do the same to him. He would start pillow fights, tickle the girls, and then send them home at 5 in the morning.
It's a slumber party, man. A see-through negligee top.
Elvis always said, 14 or 16 will get you 20. Meaning having sex with 14-year-olds will get you 20 years in jail.
Mm-hmm.
But later he was the worst. He got in the middle of everything. He had three or four young girls in his room at once from the Louisiana hayride days on. One time he told his daddy it was six girls. He used to come up with ideas that would just make you shake your head.
Elvis Presley.
First cousin Billy Smith remembers. Elvis told me he got a big kick when he would cut loose in a girl's hair.
Oh.
They would masturbate him and he'd love it.
Oh, Elvis Presley. Hey.
Hey, I'd like to cut loose in your hair now.
My name is EAP.
And then I will wash your hair and set your hair while I wear mascara and my negligee.
My man negligee. My man see-through lace shirt.
Now we know how he said it.
God.
One thing that all of Elvis's girlfriends had to do if they wanted to remain his girlfriends was learn the secret baby talk he shared with Gladys, his mom.
Yes, the normal behavior just continues.
Butch was milk, and Iditream was ice cream.
Give me 8 scoops of Iditream and 2 dozen cookies. Thank you. That pleases me greatly.
When Gladys Presley died unexpectedly in 1958, just as her son was beginning his military service, Elvis sobbed, "She was always my best girl. Goodbye, darling. I love you so much. I lived my life just for you." With her body lying in state at Graceland, Elvis astonished grieving callers by talking to his mother in the casket.
"Hello, honey.
Here's Eddie, Mama. You remember him. You met him down in Texas." Several of the mourners thought that Elvis had truly gone over the edge when he began petting her hands and feet and whipped out his comb to fix her hair.
"There you go, Mama."
After the funeral, he carried around one of their belongings for days, even sleeping with it as he sat upright in the chair.
"She's my best girl."
The item?
Mm-hmm.
Elvis's mother's nightgown.